80% of sales reps that are going through your recruiting process are looking at your online presence, and I'm going to tell you how to turn that into a positive thing, not a negative thing. Let's go. Hey, it's Ryan Holman, founder of Sales Recruiting University, back with another weekly video. Again, my company, SRU, we just got to 44 people full-time at Sales Recruiting University. We recruit well over 1,000 commission-based sales reps every single month and growing, and help companies with things like compensation, onboarding, training, management culture, and more. And today we're talking about online presence. Like I said, 80% of all candidates, 4 out of 5 people, when they're going through your recruiting process, they're looking at your website, social media, they're looking at the owners, your LinkedIn profiles, your Facebook profiles. 4 out of 5 people, that's a pretty big deal. And ideally when that's happening, candidates are getting more excited about your opportunity and meeting you for an interview versus saying, I definitely do not want to meet that person. And as we kind of dive into some processes around improving your online presence so that when candidates find you, it's a positive thing, just note that you do not have to have a perfect online presence to successfully recruit. I would say 50%+ of the clients that we onboard every single month, they don't have any online presence. A very small percentage of them have a bad online presence. And in that case, I'm like, hey, this is urgent. We need to work on fixing this immediately. But 50% of them have no online presence, and that's better than a bad one. What's cool about that is if you're good at recruiting and you're pumping enough volume through the recruiting process, you're naturally going to get the people that you want. But improving your online presence over time is only going to benefit you in the recruiting process, right? Because again, candidates are looking for you. If they're looking online and they find nothing, you know, they can come up with assumptions, but they don't really know about you until they learn about you in an interview. But they're not as incentivized to show up or go through your recruiting process if you have a stellar online brand or presence. But a recap, you can build your dream sales team without having the perfect or non-existent online presence, but the goal for 100% of you should be to improve that. Let's hypothetically say that you had no online presence today, and 6 months from now, because you're gonna do some of the things I'll talk about in a second, you had like 2 to 3 different platforms that when a candidate searched you up on Google, you showed up in 2 to 3 areas with 4.5+ stars or whatever the average was, and that was now an experience that candidates got through your recruiting process, and because of that, over the next 12 months, that resulted into you getting 5 additional reps retained because you had more recruiting opportunities, which makes it easier to close candidates in the recruiting process. And over 12 months, you retained 5 additional reps that got to quota, which meant a couple million bucks in revenue for you just because of your online presence, and because of that online presence making it easier to recruit for you. Hypothetically, let's say that happened. Obviously, that would be a beneficial thing. That's exactly what happens when you improve things like this. Just to know, SRU, our online presence has gotten so good, we literally have reps organically coming into our recruiting process. The last several reps that we've onboarded into our company have organically found us. And pretty much 100% of people that come through our recruiting process that look us up, they're freaking excited to meet us. And it makes the recruiting process easier. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. So here's a few examples of how you can improve your online presence. The first one is obvious. It's your website. And again, 50%-ish of the clients that we serve that come into our service, they're proactively recruiting reps and retaining reps, resulting into sales production successfully. So this is not a prerequisite for you to have any team building success. It's just gonna make your life easier, which is of course a beneficial thing. But the first thing is improving your website. We don't have to go into much detail about that. I want a sexier website versus kind of a crappier one. You've seen what that looks like. We want candidates viewing that and going, wow, this looks like a really high quality website, high quality company that cares about how they look online. That's a beneficial thing for me. I'm more interested in moving forward in the interviewing or recruiting process. The second thing you can do to improve your online presence, making it easier to recruit reps, is getting an Indeed account. One of the cool things about Indeed, as you get more reviews on the platform from your current team and future hires, is you start to organically show up at the top of Google. So as an example, if you look up a really large company in your local market that you're really familiar with, you're probably going to see that's a large company that has whatever 20+ employees as an example. You're probably going to see their Indeed account show up at the top, and you're going to see the stars right there on the first page of the Google. Like if they're 3.7, 4.5, 4.9, whatever it is. But all companies, they can get an Indeed account, they can get their current team members and or their future hires to write positive reviews on that account. And as you get more reviews, Indeed starts to organically push you to the front page of Google, so that when candidates do a quick search, which again, 4 out of 5, 80% of them are, and they go to Google and they check ABC company to see what comes up for you, they're gonna quickly see Indeed 4.7, just a quick glance, that's a positive thing. I'm continuing to be more interested in moving through the recruiting process. Some candidates dive deep, Some candidates just want to get a quick glance because they're looking at lots of opportunities. But again, the goal is when they do the quick glance or the deep dive into you, they go, I want to move forward. In terms of Indeed and actually implementing this quickly into your company and figuring out how to ask current team members and future hires to write a positive review for your current team members in your next company-wide call or your next few several meetings, you can just communicate what you're trying to accomplish and you can drop the link right there in Zoom chat or have them pull it up on their phone if your meetings are face-to-face and just kind of force them to write reviews right then and there. So you can do that and make that a common practice maybe every month or two within your current team. And then for future hires, for commission-based reps or sales reps or whatever the title is that make it past maybe their 30 days and you know they've had a beneficial experience with your company, you can say, hey, you're doing really well. Do me a favor. We're trying to hire more people like you. I would love for you to write your experience on our Indeed account. Are you okay with doing that? Okay, here's the link. Let's get that done right now. And you just kind of close it up and have them do it right then and there. And that's a really simple way to kind of increase your reviews on Indeed, which again is going to help you organically show up at the top of Google over time. It can take a few months, but it's a beneficial thing when it happens. Before we move forward, note that Glassdoor, you can do pretty much all the same stuff that I just discussed on Indeed and get the exact same kind of results. So that's a process that you can do as well to show up on the first page of Google. Indeed is a little bit easier to get up at the top of organic search. And lastly, the third thing is more about your sales process. So when you think about your sales process, regardless if you're direct to consumer or B2B, when you think about your sales process and pitching somebody, if they were to look you up online, what in your industry is going to be the most common thing that they look for to get to a place where they're comfortable in investing in whatever you sell, whether that's a product or a service? So you want to think about your sales process. So as an example, if I am that local contractor, my website's dialed and I'm showing up at the top of Google with my Glassdoor employer and my Indeed employer account, and over time I'm building up my Google listing, my Angie's listing, my Yelp, or one or two or three, whatever the number of listings is, the more the better, obviously. And now in my sales process, the reps or somebody at corporate or whatever is getting customers to write positive reviews about their experience when they had a good experience. And this is kind of picking up and snowballing over time. Obviously, as candidates go through your recruiting process and see those things online, they're going to assume this is a good company. It's a company that's been around for a while. It's a company that cares about taking care of their customers. And therefore, I trust them more, which is an important process in the recruiting process, just like it is in sales. And what's really cool about all this is it makes your sales process easier as well. So to wrap this up, hopefully it made sense. Hopefully you got value from today. If you did, like, subscribe, share, all that stuff. And we'll look forward to launching next week's video. Thanks.